The Academy archives claimed that it was a lost and rare art. The ability to perceive points of weakness where a small amount of precisely applied force would unlock the unseen structures that bound together even the most indestructible materials and situations. The great Jedi Master Mace Windu, who had died in the Clone Wars, had been known to possess the gift. He had been the last, until Kydus. Growing more frightened than ever by the magnitude of her brother's powers, and therefore even more resolved to stop him, Jaina set her front sight on Kydus's ear and fired a burst of 3 pellets, just as Kydus flipped his lightsaber around and thumbed the activation switch. The blade ignited inside Roger's chest, splitting him open at the sternum. The tip extended up through his neck and hit the back of his helmet, failing to penetrate the tough Beskar and snapping his head back into the path of Jaina's first mag pellet. The third pellet whispered past, barely a centimeter behind Kydus's unprotected head, and punched a hole through a seat. But the second pellet, the one that didn't miss, caught Kydus in the shoulder and sent him spinning. With Roger's sword arm still trapped in an elbow lock, he pulled the Mandalorian around with him, and Jaina's next burst of mag pellet slammed into the blue plate still affixed to the dead man's back. The impact tipped the balance, driving Kydus over a row of seats and out of sight down on the floor. Jaina continued to fire, her mag pellets tearing seats apart as she swept the barrel back and forth. Batok and the other surviving Mandalorian were working their way down toward the lower seats, taking turns moving and covering, and reducing the number of mops and bodyguards by one each as Jaina watched. The Quiet Snipe finally ran out of mag pellets. Jaina ducked out of the image aperture and rolled to one side, ejecting the empty magazine and wondering whether she could possibly have taken Kydus out so easily. She had her answer an instant later, when a fork of force lightning danced through the aperture and shattered the lens of the holoprojector. Jaina slipped a fresh magazine into her Quiet Snipe and continued to roll until she reached the control board where the projectionist had been standing. The force lightning ceased, but Jaina did not make the mistake of returning to the aperture through which she had fired the first time. Instead, she poked her head above the control board and looked through the viewing panel out into the forum seats. Kydus was on his feet again, dancing back and forth, his wounded arm hanging limp at his side, wielding his lightsaber one-handed and still deflecting everything that Vatok and the other Mandalorian were pouring down toward the Moffs. Jaina started to step back to her original firing position, then noticed a trio of blaster barrels scattered across the lower seats, pointing up toward the aperture. Clearly someone had taken control of the situation down there, and she had the sinking feeling that it was her brother. She pulled her lightsaber off her belt and jammed the emitter nozzle against the one-way viewing panel above the control board. Out in the forum, she saw Kydus look toward the second Mandalorian. The man suddenly stopped firing and grabbed for his throat, scratching at the bottom rim of his helmet as though he believed that was what had crushed his larynx. Jaina thumbed her lightsaber's activation switch, and the blade snapped to life, burning a thumb-sized hole through the one-way transparisteel in front of her. The 3 blaster barrels she had spotted a moment earlier swung toward the blade's glow and began to pour sizzling bolts of energy into the viewing panel. Jaina ignored the attacks and worked her blade in the circle, enlarging the hole to a suitable firing port. By the time she had finished, Batok was the last Mandalorian remaining, only a few paces from Kydus and the Moffs, and his attacks were being deflected without going anywhere near their targets. Jaina was looking at a dead man. She knew that. Knew that even if she killed her brother, she would not save her friend. She pushed the barrel of her Quiet Snipe through the hole she had made and pulled the trigger. But this time, Kydus was not surprised. He spun away even as she opened fire, leaping in close to engage Batok hand to hand, deftly placing the big Mandalorian between Jaina and himself. The Mandalorian tried to slam the butt of his blaster into Kydus's head, only to have the lightsaber slice it in half. He drove a knee into the ribs on Kydus's vulnerable side, only to meet a force block that sent him stumbling back into a burst of mag pellets from Jaina. He caught a lightsaber strike on his Beskar Vambrans, then tried to drop an iron glove fist across the bridge of Kydus's nose, only to find himself striking in empty air when his foe was already ducking away and driving him back with a shoulder to the midsection. Nor could Jaina do anything to help. Her brother seemed to anticipate every adjustment she made, swinging Vatok around to block her line of sight when she tried to slide a burst of pellets past the Mandalorian's flank, dancing aside when she streamed fire straight into his back in an effort to push him forward and bowl Kydus over. Then, 3 seconds and 100 pellets later, Jaina ran out of ammunition again. Before she had even pulled the barrel out of her makeshift firing port, Kaidus had force-hurled Vatok down between the seats and was driving the tip of his lightsaber down toward the Mandalorian's head. Even without the scream, Jaina would have known that her friend was dead.